Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This week, we gather in Washington for our 42nd annual convention, bringing Right to Life activists together from across the country. As we meet, we're taking the time here on Pro-Life Perspective to look back at the opening address for last year's convention by the Weekly Standard's Fred Barnes. To keep up with this year's convention, follow the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and enjoy this look back at NRLC 2011. Whenever Fred Barnes speaks at our annual convention, people leave feeling energized and ready to go to work. And today we conclude our week-long look at excerpts of his speech. If you're not familiar with him, Fred Barnes is the co-founder and executive editor of the Weekly Standard. From 1985 to 1995, he served as senior editor and White House correspondent for the New Republic. He covered the Supreme Court and the White House for the Washington Star before moving on to the Baltimore Sun in 1979. Fred served as the national political correspondent for The Sun and wrote the Press Watch media column for The American Spectator. From 1998 to 2009, he was host, along with Mort Kondracki, of the Beltway Boys on Fox News. Mr. Barnes appears regularly on Fox's Special Report with Brett Baer. From 1988 to 1998, he was a regular panelist on the McLaughlin Group. He has also appeared on Fox News Sunday, CBS This Morning, Nightline, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, The NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. All this week, we've listened as Mr. Barnes eloquently discusses the growth of the pro-life movement. Please join me as we listen in again.
And lastly, I want to talk briefly here about the decline of the abortion lobby. It is still a powerful force. It's just not a powerful force at the grassroots, and it's not a powerful force with a moral center. How can you have a moral center when you're for killing babies rather than saving them? Hard to have that. And so they're now, they have been reduced pretty much, trying never to discuss abortion, but to harassing and opposing the pro-life movement. That's pretty much what they do now. You know, they tried to pass a law in Washington, as they've done in many states, you know, crisis pregnancy centers post a big sign both inside and outside center that says, we do not do abortions or make abortion referrals. They have a big sign saying that. And in the state of Washington, the law that they tried to pass, it failed, but it would said you have to have that sign in at least five languages. Can you imagine that? Five languages? I don't know what they were. I assume English was one. Anyway, five languages. It was defeated, but not overwhelming. So when I look at all this, you know, a robust and growing and vibrant pro-life movement and a pro-abortion movement that's basically in a defensive crouch, I know the tide has turned dramatically and permanently. And so here's what the conclusion I draw as somebody who writes about politics and policy and has watched the pro-life movement emerge and has been, you know, totally in agreement with it, that there will be many more victories to come for life in the short run, this year, next year, and that thousands more lives will be saved, unborn children who will come to life. And much sooner than I had thought, though I've always been fairly optimistic, but much sooner than I thought, the stain that abortion has left on America will be washed away entirely. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to order a copy of Fred Barnes' entire address to our National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.